Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for attending the annual meeting of shareholders of APA Corporation. It's 10 o'clock, and the meeting is called to order. My name is Lamar McKay, Chair of APA's Board of Directors. On your screen, you will see today's agenda and the rules of conduct for the meeting. I would first like to thank the members of the board for their service and commitment, and on behalf of the board, I'd like to thank the employees of the company for their dedication and many accomplishments this past year. The nominees for election to the Board of Directors today are Annell Bay, John Christmann, Juliette Ellis, Ken Fisher, Charles Hooper, Chansoo Joung, Peter Ragauss, Dave Stover, Anya Weaving, and myself, Lamar McKay. I'll now turn the meeting over to John Christmann, APA's Chief Executive Officer.
Thanks, Lamar. Officers available today are Steve Riney, President; Ben Rogers, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer; and Kim Warnica, Executive Vice President, Chief Legal Officer, and Corporate Secretary. I appoint Ms. Warnica as Parliamentarian and as Secretary of the meeting. Ms. Warnica, was notice of the meeting duly and properly mailed, and is the Inspector of Election present?
Yes. The proxy statement and notice of the annual meeting were mailed to shareholders on April 9th, 2026. We have an affidavit to that effect from Beta Next and samples of the items mailed. Also, a certified list of the shareholders of record as of the close of business on the record date, March 23rd, 2026, has been available at the company's headquarters for the past 10 days. As of the record date, there were 353,400,414 shares of common stock outstanding and eligible to vote at this meeting. A quorum is present, and the meeting may proceed with business. Amanda Wood with Beta Next has been appointed as the Inspector of Election to receive the proxies, judge the qualifications of voters, collect and count the votes, report the results of the ballots, and perform any other duties that may be required. The minutes of the last annual meeting of shareholders held May 22nd, 2025, are available for inspection. Reading of these minutes will be waived. The company did not receive timely notice of any other director nominations by a shareholder as required under our bylaws. Therefore, the nominations are closed.
The first item of business for this year's meeting is the election of directors. The directors elected at this meeting will serve for a period of 1 year, starting today and ending on the date of the annual meeting in 2027. The nominees were named earlier, and I hereby declare them duly nominated. The second item of business is ratification of Ernst & Young LLP is APA's independent auditor for fiscal year 2026. The third item of business is an advisory, non-binding vote to approve the compensation of APA's named executive officers. The fourth and final item of business is approval of an amendment to APA's 2016 Omnibus Compensation Plan. Each of these items was described in the proxy statement provided to all shareholders. The polls are now open. Any shareholder who has not yet voted or wishes to change their vote may do so by returning to the email with the meeting link, clicking on the Vote button, and following the instructions. Shareholders who have sent in proxies or voted via telephone or internet and do not want to change their vote do not need to take any further action. The next item on the agenda is the preliminary report of the Inspector of Election. Any ballots collected before the polls close but not reflected in the preliminary report will be reflected in the final report of the Inspector of Election. The polls are now closed. Ms. Warnica, do you have the results?
Yes. The Inspector of Elections has reported the following results. Each nominee for the office of director has been elected. The ratification of EY as APA's independent auditor for fiscal year 2026 has been approved. The compensation of APA's named executive officers, as disclosed in the proxy statement, has been approved, and the amendment to APA's 2016 Omnibus Compensation Plan has been approved.
I hereby declare that all matters submitted for a vote of the shareholders have been approved. With no other business to come before the meeting, the formal meeting is adjourned.